With schools closing through the end of the academic year, districts are looking at ways to continue teaching students remotely. But one hurdle has been getting all students online. And as Cap Radio's Sarah Mises Tan reports, some school districts are now distributing laptops to help close the digital divide.
The outside of Monterey Trail High School in Elk Grove looks empty, save for a small line of cars snaking their way through the parking lot. These days, this is the extent of daily activity at the school, which serves around 2,000 students. Principal Laura Ricks is helping direct traffic.
All we have to do is have a car pull up, hand us their ID or tell us their number. We plug that in, scan the Chromebook, hand it over to them, and, you know, we get a little shout out in there, hope they're doing well.
They've been doing pickups by grade levels to manage crowds.
Morning. Do you have your student ID?
Rick says it's also been a nice way to check in with students.
It's kind of fun to see their smiles and just see human nature again, right? They know they're loved, and that's what we want, is that little connection of, hey, we're here, maybe from a distance, but we can't wait to see you online soon.
Around 55% of students in the Elk Grove School District receive free and reduced lunch, a number they use to estimate the number of laptops they'll need, which could amount to about 30,000. 10th grader Ami Sese came by with her dad to pick up a Chromebook and says the experience was a little sad.
Well, I kind of don't really like it because I kind of miss school, but it's kind of better at the other hand because we don't want to get other people sick.
She says since her school closed at the beginning of March, she's mostly been watching a lot of TV, and she's looking forward to getting back to class.
Hey, you guys have a great
day. Bye, be safe, guys.
Elk Grove and others like San Juan and Natomas Unified will be giving out laptops to those in need through next week. Sacramento Unified, with a free and reduced lunch population of over 80%, plans to start soon. Most districts in Sacramento County hope to begin distance learning by the middle of next month. Sarah Mises-Tan, Cap Radio News.